High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, and Din's Country Meat.
Good evening, everyone, from Dilbert O'Dell High School. It's the D2 Boys District Final, the Sacred Heart Irish, taking on the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. We're about to play our national anthem here, I believe, so we may be taking a very quick break before we come back and look at the starting lineups for this ball game. They weren't sure what the protocol was going to be here for the pregame. Yes, we are. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Here's a testimonial from our Sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Fall City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Strife. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Strife and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Dilbert O'Dell High School. Randy Gatula with you. Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer tonight. It's time for high school basketball. Let's look at the starting lineup. First of all, for Lawrence Nelson, they're coached by head coach Decker Brown. They are 12-11 on the season. They'll go with Theo Kathman, a 6'1 senior. Creighton Kuchera. Kuchera is a junior at 5'10. Eric Wieland, a 5'11 junior. Logan Menke. Menke is a senior at 6'2. And Wyatt Brockman. Brockman, a 6' senior, rounds out the five for Coach Decker Brown. Four-year Sacred Heart Irish starting tonight for Coach Doug Golds. His Irish at 21-5 on the year. He'll go with Jacob Jordan. Jordan, a 5'11 senior, averaging nearly 12 points per ball game. Jake Freshel, a senior at 5'11, averaging 7 points per ball game. Evan Keatley. Keatley is 6'1 and a junior. He's averaging in double figures at 10.5 points per contest. Joe Simon, a sophomore, 6'3", 8 points per game. And Brogan Nautical. Nautical, the leading scorer on the Irish team, a 6'3", senior, averaging 11.2 points. Actually, Jacob Jordan leads him with 11.8, but both Nautical and Jordan, 11 and change per ball game thus far this season. This is the number 2 seed versus the number 15 seed. On paper, you look at the records, you look at the seeds, you would think that Sacred Heart would be in pretty good shape tonight, but as we have seen many times, there's a reason we play the games, and that's why we're here tonight. An update for you right now that should be wrapping up shortly over on Sunny 101.3. The last report I got from Kearney, the Johnson Rock Eagles were leading Dundee County at halftime 18-15. That was a 10-10 tie ball game after one quarter. Johnson Brock, the lower seed of the two, leading at the half 18-15. That game being heard live right now. Alex Hemicky has the call over on Sunny 101.3. And then later tonight, we'll switch down to St. Joe, Missouri, where John Nixon will have the Mound City Panthers and the Stanbury Bulldogs. That game scheduled for an 8:15 tip-off from the St. Joe Civic Arena. That'll be over on Sunny 101.3. Sacred Heart Irish fans, settle in for some basketball on the line to the state tournament for Doug Goltz and his Irish. We're at Diller O'Dell High School tonight for this D2 district final. The Lawrence Nelson Raiders and your Sacred Heart Irish. Brogan Nautigal is going to step into the center circle to jump it up. Now here come the Raiders. They get a few last-minute instructions from Coach Decker Brown. Nautigal steps in, and he will jump it up against Logan Menke. Menke at 6'2", Nautigal at 6'3". Our official, Greg Harden, steps into the center circle, and here is the tip. And it's going to be controlled by the Raiders. Coming up with the basketball, Bargan, who gets the start on it. Baylen Bargan, that's a difference from what we were given. With the ball to the right elbow at the top of the key, holding it. Underneath, driving shot up off the bottom of the backboard. Doesn't go. That put up by Ostek. And the rebound comes out to the Raiders. We're just underway. Sacred Heart opens in a man-to-man defense. They come to the near side with it. Williams with the ball into the corner, down deep baseline. Off the glass, shot is up and good by Creighton Kuchera. Kuchera with the first 2 points of the ball game. Full court pressure now by the Raiders. On the dribble into forecourt is Jake Freshel. Freshel gives it up to Nautigal. Nautigal works on the right side of the lane. Jacob Jordan handles the basketball. It's a man-to-man defense from the Raiders. Jordan pulls up for a long two from the left side that's short off the rim, and the rebound comes down to Ostek. Ostek with his outlet pass gives the ball up court. Kuchera with the ball near midcourt. Chasing Kuchera is Jacob Jordan. Hands the ball to the left side. This is Bargan with it. Bargan nearly traveled with the ball. Now hands it inside to Kodinick. Kodinick back to the left wing with it. Kuchera on the left elbow. Clay Williams. Clay Williams dribbles to the baseline. Left side driving layup off. No good. Rebound brought down underneath. Jake Freshel. Freshel takes it all the way down to Simon for the driving lay-in. Up and good. Joe Simon with the first 2 points for the Irish. And we're tied at two apiece with 6:35 to play in the first quarter. Zickman with the basketball at the top of the circle. Comes up with it to Williams into the corner right side. Here's a long three from the right corner up and off. No good. Therefore, the rebound is Evan Keithley. Keithley with the defensive board. He'll bring the ball up court himself. Hands it up to Jacob Jordan on the left elbow. Jordan at the top of the key. Ball goes off his foot. He chases it down and gets it back. Up to Simon. Simon dribbles all the way in, driving, laying up and good. Joe Simon, back-to-back baskets, has given Sacred Heart their first lead of the game. Auburn is up now. Auburn. Sacred Heart is up now 4-2. That big game last night for Auburn. Here's a long three from the right wing that doesn't go, and pulling down the rebound is Jake Freshel. Jake Freshel pushes it down. Left side gives it again to Simon for the driving lay-in. Joe Simon with the first three baskets. And the Irish go up 6-2 with 5:47 to play here in the first period. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome you back inside at Diller O'Dell High School. 5:47 to play in the first quarter. The Sacred Heart Irish out on top now 6-2 early in the ball game. Lawrence Nelson took a 2-0 lead, but since then, Joe Simon has scored baskets on three consecutive trips down the floor. And three times in a row, he's got the lay-in off the glass to put the Irish up 6-2. All right, Raiders basketball, Sacred Heart in a full-court press here, man-to-man pressure, waiting for the inbound pass under the basket from Ostek. Ostek has to lob it in high. The ball sipped away and stolen and knocked out of bounds, though, by Jake Freshel, and it'll stay with the Raiders. Freshel touched it last, almost got the steal on the inbound pass. In backcourt, now Simon nearly gets the steal. Down court on the dribble comes Ostek to the left corner. A long three is off the rim. Doesn't go. Traveling is going to be called Balin Bargan put that one up in the corner on the left side, but he traveled with it before launching the shot. It'll go back to the Irish. 5:40 to play first quarter. 6-2 your score. Again, the latest score we have, Johnson Brock at half was leading 18-15 over Dundee County over on Sunny 101.3. This is Jacob Jordan on the dribble. He sets the offense for the Irish. Gives it to Jake Freshel. Spin move, Freshel. Driving lay-in. Off, no good. Rebound, Simon under the basket. Can't get it out. It gives it back to Simon. To the top of the key, Jacob Jordan. Left side, there's Nautical. Reverse lay-in, up and good. Brogan Nautical working hard on the baseline. It's 8-2. Irish up by 6. With the ball is Clay Williams. Williams gives it back between the circles to Kuchera. Kuchera to the right elbow with his pass. Now Kuchera dribbles into the paint at the free throw line, backs it out, can't get to the hoop, to the left corner, down to Bargan. Bargan dribbles around the top of the key, being chased there. Ball is loose, everybody after the basketball. Ball goes out of bounds. I think we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on the Irish. Our first foul of the ball game is going to be on Evan Keithley. On Keithley, his first personal, and team foul number one on the Irish. Substitutes into the ball game for the Raiders here. Let's see who we've got checking in. I think perhaps Mauser in the ball game. We'll get him ID'd here in a minute. Here's the inbound pass to Bargan. Jake Freshel takes the ball away from Bargan on the steal. Freshel driving, laying up off the glass and good. Jake Freshel with the steal and the breakaway lay-in, and it's 10-2. Irish have opened up an 8-point lead. They've scored 10 unanswered points after falling behind 2. Here's another steal by Brogan Nautical. Nautical takes it in. Went it up for the dunk, laid it over the front of the rim, and Nautical got it down. He's got 4 points. He was being chased by Keaton Mauser. Mauser didn't have a chance of catching up to it. 12-2. Irish with 12 unanswered points, a 12-0 run. A 10-point double-digit lead with 4 minutes and 14 seconds to go. Another steal on the breakaway. Here comes the slam dunk. Up and good by Joe Simon. Simon with 8 points. Timeout on the floor. Lawrence Nelson with 4:07 to go in the first quarter. It's 14-2. The Irish on a 14-0 run. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on KTNC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you at Dillard-O'Dell High School. 4:07 to play in the first period. Sacred Heart on top, 14-2. A 14-0 run by the Irish. And Joe Simon has 8 of those points. Sacred Heart has been picking him apart here with this full-court pressure and making the steals, getting the uncontested lay-ins. The last one is slam dunk by Joe Simon. Before that, we had one by Brogan Nautical. All right, again, the full court pressure. The inbound pass comes into Kuchera. Kuchera on the dribble, trying to dribble through this press. Almost turns it over, gets it down to Kuchera. Inside the left side baseline, Yonda with the ball now. Not sure if that's Yonda or Janda. We'll have to check. Here's Yonda. Here's a down court pass, tipped away, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Auburn's Jake Freshel. Freshel picks up his first personal. Team foul number 2. All right, off the bench now, Evan Keithley back into the ballgame. And also checking in will be Derek Schwong, 6'6 senior, on the floor for the Irish. 14-2, Sacred Heart with the lead. 3:44 to go first quarter. Here at O'Dell, Nebraska, Class D2 district final. A ticket to the state tournament next week is on the line. Working with the ball for the Raiders is Janda. All the way to the right wing, tries a driving layup. Shot is up, follow shot up and good by Mauser. Keaton Mauser, 6 foot junior, got the put back, and it's back to a 10-point lead now at 14-4. In the corner, Keithley going to be called for a travel. They say he drug the pivot foot down on the left side. Evan Keithley turns it over. A lot of substitutions coming pretty freely here. Devin Zickman into the lineup now. Lawrence Nelson, Coach Decker Brown, not happy. He's pulling a lot of players in off the bench. I think he's already used 9 ball players in the first 5 minutes of this ball game. All right, full court pressure. Jacob Jordan down court harassing Kuchera. Kuchera goes into the paint, walks with the ball. No, it's taken away. And a great job by Evan Keatley. The ball was going out of bounds. Keatley grabbed the ball, threw it off of Kuchera, and it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. 3:01 to play here in the first quarter, 14-4. Irish with a 10-point lead. On the dribble is Sam Dunn. Dunn down court, left side, Brogan Notchkill. Now to Jacob Jordan on the left elbow. Man-to-man defense by the Raiders of Lawrence Nelson. 10-point Irish lead, 14-4. Jordan to Derek Swong. Around right side, Evan Keatley. He penetrates. Swong, left wing is Jordan. Jordan guarded over there by Zygmunt. Gets away from Zygmunt. Not to go for three from the left elbow. It's off and no good. Swong bats it out of there. The ball is loose on the floor. Coming up with it is Kuchera. A cross-court pass to the far right side it goes. Kodenick with the basketball. Kodenick top of the circle. Finds Kuchera. Kuchera left wing. Back at top it comes. Between the rings on the dribble is Kuchera. Chasing him is Jacob Jordan. Man-to-man defense for the Irish now. 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Trying to back into the basket. Nothing there for Zygmunt. Now back to Janda again. In traffic. Ball tipped away from Janda and grabbed up and stolen by Sam Dunn. Dunn will push it down the court for the Irish. Now hands it up to Jordan. Jacob Jordan will reset the offense. He dribbles between the rings, top of the key, left side of the lane. Feeds it underneath Swong. Swong in traffic off the glass, up and good. Derek Swong with his first 2 points for the senior tonight. 16-4. Back to a 12-point lead once again for the Irish. A couple of players up off the bench getting ready to check in. Simon is back up. I think Freshel also getting ready to check back in for Doug Goles. There's a ball tipped away, a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be on Sacred Hearts' Evan Keatley. On Keatley, his second personal, team foul number 3. Joe Simon back into the ball game now. Jake Freshel back into the ball game. Looks like Nautical and Keatley will take a breather for a moment. It's 16-4. Irish with an early lead up by 12. 90 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. 1:30 on the clock. Kuchera, right side, long three, up and off, no good. Rebound, brought down. Stolen away on the steal, driving for a ball, got away. Follow shot off the glass, up and good, put in by Devin Zickman. Zickman got the putback. 16-6, a 10-point ball game. Jacob Jordan, Jordan in the paint. Can put the shot up, gives it up to Swong on the left wing. From the corner, baseline left side, Sam Dunn, a three, up and off, no good. Dunn chases down his own rebound out here mid-court. Sam Dunn with the basketball in the paint. Into triple team. Flips it out to the right side, Jacob Jordan. Jordan gets a pick set by Simon. Pick and roll. Simon in the paint. No pass there. Now they do get it to Simon. He moves to the basket. Gives it back to Swong at the free throw circle. Left elbow, Jordan. Down to 40 seconds to play here in the quarter. Jordan in the paint. Feeds inside. Swong up top. A three on the way for Simon. That's up and off. No good. Swong with the rebound. Give it back into Jordan once again. Sam Dunn in the corner on the left side. He dribbles inside the paint. Free throw line up top, Swong. 22 seconds to go in the quarter. Irish obviously going to run the clock down and play for one here. Up by 10, 16-6. Here comes Jordan in traffic. Driving layup. Floater up and off. No good. Simon tried to tip it out of there. 10 seconds on the clock. Raiders with 10 seconds to play down court. Not in a big hurry. Here's Menke with the ball to the left elbow. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Long three. Doesn't go. Rebound Irish after one quarter. Sacred Heart is up by 10. 16-6 our score after one period. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Johnson Brock had a tough third quarter. They were leading at halftime 18-15, but they got outscored 10-2 in the third period. And now after three quarters, Dundee County is leading Johnson Brock 25-20 at the end of three quarters. That game again live over on Sunny 101.3 right now. Alex Hammocky has the call for you. Later tonight on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon will have Mound City versus Stanbury. That's scheduled for an 8:15 tip-off from the Civic Arena in downtown St. Joseph. Here at Odell, after one quarter, the Sacred Heart Irish are up 16-6. They fell behind 2-0 and then ran off 14 straight points to take a 14-2 lead, and they've been in command ever since. We're ready to move into our second period with a 10-point Irish lead. On the line, a ticket to Lincoln next week to the state tournament. Sam Dunn will inbound the pass to Jacob Jordan. Jordan is guarded by Logan Menke. To the near side, it comes to Dunn. Skip pass across court, nearly out of bounds, and it does. It was too tall. Dunn tried to put it across court on a skip pass to Jake Freshel. It was over his head and went into the stands. An unforced turnover there by the Irish. Doug Goltz with his arms folded, shaking his head on that one. With the dribble is Kuchera. Kuchera to the right side, Mauser. Mauser finds Kuchera. Long three, right wing. Hits the back of the rim, up and off. No good. Rebound, Simon. Simon out to Jacob Jordan. Fast break, 3-on-2. Down to Sam Dunn. Driving lay-in up and good. Jordan with the assist. Sam Dunn with the bucket. 18-6. The lead is back to 12 for the Irish. With the basketball. Ball tipped away, nearly stolen by Knockle. Now it is stolen. Sam Dunn driving lay-in off the glass, up and good. Back-to-back lay-ins and sealed by Sam Dunn. Knockle actually got the steal. Flipped the ball over to Dunn, and Dunn laid it in. It's a 14-point Irish lead, 20-6 our score. And with the ball is Kuchera. Kuchera, top of the key. Pulls up for a long three, top of the circle, off the iron, no rebound, brought down Knockle. Rogan Knockle took that away from two defenders on the baseline, just muscled it away from him. Into Freshel, into the corner, Sam Dunn, driving lay-in under the basket. Dunn tried to put a pass across. He was looking for Simon on the baseline. It got tipped away by Mauser, knocked out of bounds. Touched last by the Raiders. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. 6:43 to play here in the second quarter. 20-6, the Irish up by 14 here at Odell. Jacob Jordan inbounds the ball into Freshel. Inside, Nautical moves to the hoop. Shot is up. He was fouled. Brogan Nautical will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. Pretty sure this is going to go on Keaton Mauser. On Mauser, that'll be his first personal and the first team foul of the half on Lawrence Nelson. Brogan Nautical at the line. He has 4 points so far tonight. Averages 11.2 points per ball game. He's a 78% free throw shooter. This one is up and short off the front of the rim. Sorry, Brogan. Shouldn't have brought up the 78%. He'll have a second shot coming here. Nautical, a 6'3 senior. Wanting to get back to that state tournament one more time. Nautical takes aim. Free throw is up. This one's good. He got it. Brogan Nautical now with 5 points in the ballgame. And it's 21-6. 15-point lead for the Irish. With the ball is Menke. Menke guarded by Nautical. Tries to get around Nautical to the baseline left side. Flips it down deep. Baseline bargain. Jump shot 12 feet away. It's off the rim. Rebound. Mauser. Follow shot. Put back up and good. Keaton Mauser with the putback. He's got 4 points, and it's 21-8. Here come the Irish. Sam Dunn on the attack into forecourt. Feeds it into Nautical in the paint, driving layup. Wait a minute, we're going to have a foul, I think, called on the floor before Nautical could launch the shot going down the avenue there. It'll be Sacred Hearts ball on the baseline under their own basket. The foul on Keaton Mauser. On Mauser, his second personal team foul number two on the Raiders. Nolan Ostick back into the lineup now for Lawrence Nelson. Jacob Jordan to inbound it. Baseline under his own basket. Lobs it up top to Simon. Goes right back with it to Jordan. Simon wanting the pass underneath. They can't get it to him. So Jordan just dribbles back out between the rings. At the top of the free throw circle, Jacob Jordan to the left elbow, Brogan Nautical. Now they find Simon at the free throw line. Jake Freshel tries to penetrate. Can't get into the paint. Around the horn it comes. They stay outside the three-point arc. Penetrating. Pass underneath. Oh, shot up. Freshel couldn't get it. Really nice pass there from Jordan. Freshel just not quite able to finish on it. It wouldn't drop, and the score stays 21-8. 5:35 to go here in the first half. Underneath the basket. Passes wide of the mark. Goes out of bounds. They were looking for Nolan Ostick under there, the sophomore. Got out of bounds. Couldn't grab it. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball against pressure. Full court pressure. Not going to inbound it. He'll talk it in, toss it into Sam Dunn. Dunn across the timeline with 5:26 to go here in the first half. 21-8 if you're just checking in. The Irish on top. Jordan has the ball tipped away, turns it over. It's grabbed up loose out of the air by Eric Wieland. Wieland with a down court pass in the paint. Moved to the hoop. Shot is up and good by Logan Menke. Menke's first 2 points of the ball game. Fast break down court comes Jacob Jordan around the horn. Sam Dunn for three from the corner. Got it. On the corner of the left side, Sam Dunn nailed the three from down deep in that corner on the baseline. He's got seven. Left wing, Bargan for three. No, and the rebound knocked a goal. Irish are controlling the boards down here on the defensive end. It's one and done in most cases. Here's another shot by Dunn from the right side. This one is short off the rim, doesn't go. And the rebound brought down by Menke. Across the timeline comes Menke on the dribble. Simon runs with him. Baseline ball got away, out of bounds, chipped away under there by Simon. A couple of subs back into the game now for Lawrence Nelson. We'll see who they put back onto the floor. Clay Williams is back into the game. Williams checks in. I think just about all the players on the bench have been in the game. Here's timeout taken on the floor with 4:26 to go in the first half. 24-10, Irish on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we have a final score in the Johnson-Brock game, 38-27. The Eagles come up short tonight. They are defeated 38-27 as they fall to Dundee County tonight. So Dundee County gets the win. Congratulations, though, to Johnson-Brock. They had a great season down there. We're back to live action here at Odell. Here's a jump shot from the left ring that's up and no. A rebound and a putback that won't go. And there's Brogan Nautical again with the defensive board. Nautical took that away from three defenders that run to the basket. Brogan Nautical with the basketball. Gets up top to Sam Dunn. He goes around the defender. Feeds it across to Simon for the lay-in. What a job by Sam Dunn with the assist. Joe Simon in double figures. He's got 10 points. And it's a 16-point lead for the Irish. 26-10. On the dribble is Zickman with the basketball. Zickman between the rings to the left wing with it now. Zickman across to Menke. This is Logan Menke on the dribble. Looking at that man-to-man defense from the Irish. Sacred Heart really been putting the pressure on the Raiders. There's a long three from the right wing that won't go. Down with the rebound. Jacob Jordan takes it into forecourt. Now decides just to back it out and slow things down. Gives off to Simon. Now Dunn spins with the right wing. Freshel underneath Nautical. Shot off the glass up and good. Brogan Nautical. He has 7 points. Irish are doing a great job getting it inside to Simon and Nautical, their big men, for the easy baskets right under the glass. 28-10. It's an 18-point Irish lead. Pass in the paint. Ball is loose. Out of bounds off of the Raiders. Sacred Heart gets the basketball. Raider fans would disagree with that. 3 minutes, 11 seconds to go in our first half here at Dillardell High School, the Class D2 Boys District Final. Sacred Heart in command right now, 28-10. Now we've got some confusion. There are six players on the floor here. You can't do that, Coach. One of them finally leaves. Setting down will be Devin Zickman. They had six players out here set up defensively for Lawrence Nelson. I guess it'd be something to try. Dunn flips it out to the right side. Here's a three from the corner. Right wing up and off. No good by Jack Stice. The rebound comes down to Dunn. Stice in the ballgame now for the Irish. Sam Dunn to the right elbow. Nautical. Nautical looks inside the paint for Stice. Instead, gets it to Freshel. He falls. A whistle and a foul. Freshel got shoved. It'll be a foul on the floor, not a shooting foul. And it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. See who they put the foul on. It's going to be called on Connor Janda. That'll be his first, team foul number three on the Raiders. Sam Dunn will inbound it on the baseline. Into Nautical in the lane. Nautical shot is up. They say he traveled. Turnover for the Irish. Gives the ball back to the Raiders. 2:46 to play in the first half. 28-10. Irish with their biggest lead thus far, up by 18 points now, as the Raiders come down court. Sacred Heart has backed out of that full court pressure now. They're picking him up at half court. Jake Freshel waits at half court for the ball handler to come down court with it. That's Kuchera. Kuchera all the way in for a driving layup. Got the basket and the foul. Nice move on the baseline by Creighton Kuchera. Kuchera got the basket to fall, and he drew the foul on the shot. The foul is going to be called on Jake Freshel. On Freshel, his second personal. So Jake will set out, and Jacob Jordan back into the ballgame. At the free throw line, Creighton Kuchera, a 5'10 junior, for the and one. The free throw is up, and it's good. He got it. Kuchera now with 5 points. Makes it 28-13. The lead is back down to 15 points. 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Jacob Jordan with the basketball. Jacob Jordan, one-on-one against Kuchera. To the left wing, there's a three that's up by Nothical, short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Menke. Down court it comes, Kuchera. Kuchera goes inside the paint, pulls up for a little 12-foot jump shot that's up and good. Creighton Kuchera gets the jump shot. He's got 7, 28-15. The lead is down to 13 points now. Jacob Jordan, one-on-one against Kuchera. Gives to Nothical. Nothical holds the ball for a minute. Bounce pass up to Jack Stice. Stice with the ball at the top of the key. Stice, 6'1 sophomore on the dribble to the right side. Jacob Jordan. Now they find Simon. Back to Sam Dunn on the left wing. Dunn at the free throw line. Hands off to Nothical. Minute 42 to go here in the first half. Jordan, left elbow. There's a shot by Nothical from the left for three. Off no good. Rebound Simon in traffic. Up to Jack Stice. Top of the key. Jacob Jordan for three. Off the rim, no. Batted around, rebound, follow shot, putback, Nothical, he got it. Brogan Nothical with the putback, he's got 9 points, and the lead goes back to 15 at 30-15 with a minute and 15 seconds to play in the first half. Irish pretty much in command from the get-go here. After falling behind 2-0, they scored 14 straight points. There's a driving spin move lay-in up off no good by Kuchera, but he will be fouled and go to the free throw line where he'll be shooting 2 shots. The foul is going to be on Sacred Heart's Jacob Jordan. Jacob's first personal, team foul number 5 on the Irish. At the line, Kuchera shooting 2. The first one is up and off the rim, no. He'll have another attempt coming. Kuchera, now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, has 7 points. Into the ballgame now comes Toby Kodenick, a 6-foot junior, with 1:07 to go here in the first half. Kuchera. Free throw on the way up. This one is good. He got it. He's got 8 points. Our score now 30-16 with 1:03 to go. This is Brogan Nothical on the dribble. Nothical to the right side. Jack Stice. Stice backs it out near the midcourt circle against the man-to-man defense. He's being pressured a little. Stice gives the pass to the right elbow to Jacob Jordan. Jordan up top. Sam Dunn. Dunn holds the ball. Very patient. Finds Brogan Nothical down deep on the low post left side of the lane. Simon at the free throw circle. Simon had an open look, didn't take it. Sam Dunn penetrates in the paint. Floater in the lane, up, in and out of there. Wooden drop. And the rebound comes down to Ostick. Nolan Ostick down court with 30 seconds to play in the first half. 30-16, Irish up by 14. Kuchera dribbles the ball. Looks like they're going to try and play it down for one here, the Raiders. Lawrence Nelson's basketball. Menke with the basketball, holds it above his head. Now, almost turned it over, got it into the hands of Kuchera. Jacob Jordan chases Kuchera. He does a spin move in the paint. Kuchera to the left elbow, long three from the corner left side. No, try for tip-in doesn't go. And at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. Your halftime score, Sacred Heart 30 and Lawrence Nelson 16. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with a halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned. around with the best friends in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your Country Pardon Superstore, we've got what you're looking for your farm, for your home, or your family. Yes, it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to Del Rodell High School. It's time for our halftime scoring recap brought to you here on KTNC. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. First of all, for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders, they're led at the half by Peyton Kuchera. He has 8 points at the half, 4 points for Keaton Mauser. Devin Zickman added two, and Logan Menke had two. From the free throw line, Lawrence Nelson went 2 out of 3 from the line, their total 16 points. Now look at the scoring for the Irish. They're led at halftime by Joe Simon. He had 5 field goals for a total of 10 points. Brogan Nautical right behind, he added 9. With 7 is Sam Dunn, and 2 points each for Jake Freshall and Derek Swan. From the charity stripe, the Irish only shot 2 free throws, made 1 of them, 1 out of 2 from the line, their total 30. 30-16, our halftime score, Sacred Heart leading Lawrence Nelson. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout, an update with your local weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action right here on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Nebraska, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital. Both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards. As we go throughout the rest of the week, we continue to see highs up above average for this time of year, primarily being in the 70s. This is due to a ridge of high pressure that's maintaining its position over the Midwest, giving us warmer temperatures, sunnier skies, and more southerly winds. On Thursday, we will see a slight drop in temperature, but this will be fairly short-lived as we warm back up going into Friday. The drop in temperature is due to a small trough of low pressure moving through, associated with an Alberta clipper. However, much of the precipitation will be staying to the north of us as the system is going to move through quickly, and we won't see any snowfall. As we go into the weekend, though, we will start to see a low-pressure system move through, giving us isolated rain and snow showers, as well as the potential for some thunderstorms. Your forecast for tonight shows mostly clear skies, the low at 38. Wednesday, we'll see lots of sunshine with a high around 77 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently 65.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Once again, we welcome you back to Diller O'Dell High School. It's halftime. Your Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Lawrence Nelson Raiders 30-16 in this boys' D2 district final, with a ticket to next week's state tournament on the line based on the outcome of this one. If you hadn't heard, earlier this evening out at Kearney High School, the Johnson-Brock Eagles came up on the short end of a 38-27 score, losing to Dundee County. Johnson-Brock made a good accounting of themselves, though. They led it 18-15 at halftime. Had a bad third quarter. They got outscored 10-2 in the third period. Found themselves down by 5, 25-20 after three quarters. And then Dundee County went on and pulled away for the 38-27 win. That was in their district final. So Dundee County, the Tigers, will be headed to state. Our congratulations, however, to the Johnson-Brock boys. They had a good season, made a good accounting of themselves, and they're going to be really strong coming up down the road here. You haven't heard, I don't have the score. I understand the Nebraska City Lords Knights have qualified for the state tournament. They got a win in their district, so the Lords Knights are headed there. We know the Sacred Heart girls are headed to the state tournament. The Diller O'Dell girls, right here from O'Dell, congratulations to them. They're headed to the state tournament, as are the Sterling Jets going to the girls' tournament. I want to remind you, the next week, John Nixon and I will be in Lincoln, and we're going to have extensive coverage of both the boys' and girls' state tournament game for all the Southeast Nebraska teams. Last night, if you were listening, you heard a dandy over on Sunny 101.3. I had the call as the Auburn Bulldogs got by the Central City Bison 41-37. Skyler Roybal had a big night for the Bulldogs, 16 points to lead the way. That was a hard-fought contest before a standing-room-only crowd at Auburn High School last night, and what a joy that was to broadcast that one. The Bulldogs with the win. Congratulations to Jim Weeks and the Bulldogs. Headed back to Lincoln. They are three-time defending state champions in Class C1 and back for a fourth year to defend their title. Again, we'll have live coverage of all those teams for you on Sunny 101.3 and here on KTNC. Stay tuned. Watch our Facebook page. We'll keep you posted on when the games will be. We're ready to move to third quarter action here at O'Dell. Sacred Heart up 30-16, and Lawrence Nelson will have the first possession of the basketball. Bargan with the ball, gives it up top. Kuchera holds the ball on the right elbow, looking for a cutter down in the paint. They ran a little pick and roll, couldn't get it to anybody. Menke gets the pass. Back to Kuchera. Kuchera for three from the left wing. Got it. Creighton Kuchera opens the scoring with a three-pointer from the right side of the lane, and that cuts the lead to 11. 30-19. Irish with the ball. On the dribble into forecourt is Evan Keithley. Picks up his dribble. Left side, Joe Simon. Simon had a big first half with 10 points. Now Jacob Jordan on the dribble. Into paint, Jordan with a floater on the rim. Rolled off of the side and wouldn't go. Rebound. Down court come the Raiders. They're in a fast break mode. In a hurry in the paint. Driving all the way in for the lay-in. Up and off, no good. Broken nautical there once again for the defensive rebound. Jacob Jordan looking down court as he pushes the ball down. Gives up to Nautical. Nautical inside, wanting to go to Simon. Nothing there. Simon, well defended, underneath by Logan Menke. Now Nautical breaks to the hoop. Underneath the Nautical from Simon. Simon forces it off the glass, up and good. That's Nautical with the basket. Brogan Nautical has 11 points. The assist from Joe Simon. 32-19. The lead is back to 13 once again. As the Raiders come down and set their offense. Kuchera for three off the iron, no, and the rebound is going to be taken down by Jacob Jordan. A one-on-five fast break. Five defenders got back there. Oh, look at this. Jordan fed the ball underneath, and the lay-in up and good by Jake Freshall. What a job there. One-on-five fast break, Jacob Jordan, and somehow got the ball to Jake Freshall for an uncontested layup. It's 34-19. The lead is back to 15. Kuchera to the right side pass, Ostick. Ostick, Nautical comes out to pick up Ostick. Gives it to Kuchera. Ostick in traffic. Ball stripped away. With the steal is Jake Freshall. Fast break. Freshall, bounce pass, right side. Laying up and good, Jacob Jordan. Oh, what a job by Freshall. Got the ball to Jacob Jordan. Jordan's first 2 points of the game. And the Irish go up 36-19. Timeout on the floor with 5:56 to go in the third quarter. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5 minutes, 56 seconds to go here in the third quarter at Odell. Your Sacred Heart Irish are leading Lawrence Nelson 36-19 in this D2 boys district final. It'll be Lawrence Nelson's basketball. The Raiders inbound it to Kuchera. Kuchera, he's the main ball handler. You hear his name a lot in this play-by-play. Kuchera up to Bargan. Bargan, right side Menke. Logan Menke looks in for Mauser. Mauser can't get to the lane. Brogan Nautical matches up pretty good with Mauser, about the same size. Mauser with a driving lay-in that's up and off, no good. Jake Freshall has the rebound. He's got Simon down court. Feeds it to the right side off of Nautical, and then it went off of the Raiders. Nautical couldn't get a handle on it. It bounced off of Nautical and went off one of the Raiders off of his back, out of bounds, and Sacred Heart will maintain possession of the basketball. Well, a lot of substituting going on here by the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. Two more new players in. Eric Whelan back onto the floor. Lob pass into Simon in the paint. He gives it up. Jacob Jordan. Jordan, guarded closely by Zickman. Tries to go around Zickman. Can't get it. Passes the ball to the right side. Now to Nautical. Back between the rings at the top of the free throw circle stands Joe Simon. Bounce pass into left wing. Jump shot, Freshall. In and out. And the rebound pulled down by Kuchera. Kuchera down court with the pass. Kodinick, that would have been an over and back, and they missed one. Backing it out, Kuchera. Kuchera to the right elbow. Off to Menke with the basketball. That's Logan Menke. Feeds Kuchera. Kuchera doesn't go anywhere against Nautical. That wasn't going to happen. Kuchera pulls up for a long three that's in and out and in again. And he got it. Creighton Kuchera with his second three-pointer. That one hit the rim, went up in the air, hit the backboard, and then came back down and went in for him. 36-22, the lead is 14. Feed to Nautical, shot is up and good. Nautical with the basket on the assist was Jacob Jordan. Nautical has 13 points. 38-22, back to a 16-point lead. Here's a three on the way. Kuchera got it. They're going to have to get on him out there. Kuchera has made three in a row here in the third quarter from three-point range, and now he has 17 points. 9 points on three shots here. Now Simon feeds inside. Nautical with a shot off the glass, up and good. Simon with the assist. Brogan Nautical with the bucket. Brogan has 15 points. The lead is 15 at 40-25. You better believe Jacob Jordan is going to be right in Kuchera's grill. They're not going to give him any more of those open look threes, not after he just made three in a row. To the top of the key, the pass comes to Eric Whelan. Eric Whelan to the right wing. Gives off to Ostick. Ostick finds Whelan once again. He'll launch a three from the left side. Hits off, and the rebound to Jacob Jordan. Jordan, bounce pass down. Jacob Freshel, driving lay-in, up and good. Great move by Jake Freshel. Assist from Jacob Jordan. Jake Freshel got the basket, and he was fouled going to the hoop. The basket counts, and he'll be at the line to shoot the and one. 42-25, the lead now for the Irish. That foul was called on Eric Whelan, his first team foul of the half on the Raiders. At the line, Jake Freshel for the and one. Jake takes aim, launches his free throw. It's up and it's good. He got it. Jake Freshel now with 7 points in the game. And that's the biggest lead of the ball game thus far for the Irish. They're up now 43-25 with 3:27 to go here in the third quarter. Kuchera on the dribble right side. Gives to Kodinek. Now it comes to Ostick. Ostick can't get in away from Simon. Ball stolen away. Fast break. Evan Keithley driving lay-in, up and good. Evan Keithley with the steal and the lay-in, and that's Evan's first 2 points of the game. And now the Irish starting to blow this thing open. Up by 20, 45-25. A whistle and a foul on the inbound pass. Probably on Jake Freshel. Yes, it is. Jake picks up his third personal, first team foul of the half on the Irish, but now Sacred Heart with a 20-point lead, 45-25. Irish up at the three-minute mark here in this third quarter. A down-court pass knocked out of bounds. And we're going to see what the call is here. It was touched last by the Raiders, so it will be Sacred Heart's basketball. 45-25, Irish by 20. Jacob Jordan gets the inbound pass from Jake Freshel. Jordan, left wing Sam Dunn gets the pass. Dunn looks inside the paint to Keithley. Keithley moves in, driving layup, couldn't get it. He's fouled. Evan Keithley will be at the free throw line. He was fouled as he tried to do the little spin move with the lay-in off the left side of the basket. That foul is going to be called on Connor Janda. On Janda, his second personal, team foul number two. At the free throw line, Evan Keithley shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Keithley now has 3 points. He made a field goal just a moment ago on that steal and the breakaway lay-in. 46-25, Irish with their biggest lead yet, up by 21 now. A lot of time left, 2:54 to play in the third period. Here's Evan Keithley's second free throw. It's up and good. Hit them both. Keithley with 4 points now. 47-25. Irish starting to take command here. On a fast break comes Ostick. Ostick almost lost the handle on the basketball. Up top with it, Kodinek. Kodinek dribbles to the right wing. Left elbow, they give it inside. Driving, forcing a lay-in, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Connor Janda. Janda's first bucket, and he'll be at the line for the and one. He's a 5'10 sophomore. Getting his first basket of the night. The foul is going to be on Sacred Heart's Joe Simon. On Simon, his first personal, team foul number two on the Irish. Janda, free throw is up and good. He got the and one to fall. Makes it 47-28. With 2:37 to go here in the third quarter. We've got full court pressure now by the Raiders. They get the ball inbounded to Jacob Jordan, and he dribbles through the press, easily gets it across the timeline. Now he's double-teamed, trapped, and we have a blocking foul is going to be called on the Raiders. That foul is going to be on Connor Janda. On Janda, his third personal, team foul number three of the half on the Raiders. 2.5 minutes to play, third quarter, 47-28. The lead is 19. The inbound pass comes into Brogan Nautical, who hands to Jacob Jordan. Jordan gives it inside, Sam Dunn. Oh, nice pass underneath, Dunn. handed the ball over to Jake Freshel for the easy two off the left side, and Jake Freshel has 9 points, and the lead is back to 21 at 41-28. Here's a steal. Jacob Jordan now is stolen back, and Sandbrun picks up the basketball. Jordan into the corner. Keithley for three, left side in and out, rebound nautical, tips it over to Keithley, spin move, left-handed shot up, but Keithley couldn't get it, ball out of bounds, and it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Jack Stice back into the lineup. Stice will come in, replacing Jake Freshel for the Irish. Off the bench now for the Raiders into the contest comes Clay Williams back into the game, a 6'1 sophomore. A minute 57 to play in the third period. 49-28, Irish by 21. Sam Dunn dribbling the ball. Dunn works it out to the right elbow. Now comes up to the top of the free throw circle with the basketball. To Jack Stice on the right wing. Stice goes inside with it to Jordan. Up top, nautical. Keithley for three. Up and good. He knocked it down. Evan Keithley nailed a three from out here on this left wing. 52-28. Biggest lead yet. 24 points now. The Irish taking command of this ball game with a minute 25 to go in the third quarter. There's a pass that's tipped around in traffic, laying off the glass, tipped around again and loose on the floor. Far away jump shot is up, won't go. Yet another opportunity, and the ball goes out of bounds off the Raiders. Lawrence Nelson couldn't buy a basket at any price on that trip. They had four shots from point blank range under the basket. I call them bunnies. And they could not hit the bunny. The ball finally got away out of bounds, and the Irish will get the basketball. Here comes Derek Schwong back into the lineup for the Irish. 6'6" senior Schwong back on the floor as Jacob Jordan brings it up court with a minute and 5 seconds to play in the third period. Again, if you're just checking in, 52-28, Irish up by 24 points here in this district final, dominating Lawrence Nelson, at least at this juncture of the ballgame. Derek Schwong hands the ball to Jacob Jordan. He goes around the defenders, driving lay-in up and off. Schwong battles for the rebound. It's taken away underneath by Eric Wieland. Wieland gets the rebound. He'll bring the ball up court himself for the Raiders. Eric Wieland, left hand, pass to the left elbow. Doesn't go. Underneath, Wieland, ball stolen away. Down court pass comes down. Jacob Jordan driving lay-in up and good. Give the assist to Sam Dunn. Jacob Jordan with his second bucket of the night. He's got four. 54-28. The lead is 26. With the ball is Ostick. Backing in against Schwong. Schwong not giving a bit of ground to Ostick. Just stopped him in his tracks inside the paint. You're not going to push Derek Schwong around. Now Schwong steals the basketball. Comes up with the steal. Gives it to Jacob Jordan. Schwong took the ball away from the ball handler and gives it to Jordan. Here's a three for Keithley off the iron. Tipped around. There's a buzzer. And after three quarters, the Sacred Heart Irish are in command. They lead it 54-28 over Lawrence Nelson. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you at Diller O'Dell High School. After three quarters, your Sacred Heart Irish are leading Lawrence Nelson 54-28. Aaron Wisdom tonight back at the KTNC studios as our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation. Don't forget, later tonight, starting in about 10 minutes, John Nixon will be on the air on Sunny 101.3 with the Mound City Panthers taking on the Stanbury Bulldogs. That live from St. Joseph. Here's Evan Keithley for three. That's off, no good. Rebound, Freshel. Brogan Nautical, a two-pointer. Glass, off the glass, bank shot, good. Brogan Nautical knocked it down. He's got 17 points in the ballgame. the 6'3 senior, having a fun night tonight at Dilworth Dell. This is Keaton Mauser handling the ball for the Raiders. Mauser gives to Menke. Menke in traffic, almost lost it. Flips it out to Kuchera. Kuchera tries to put a spin move. He travels with it, and that'll turn it over back to the Irish. That game in the postseason playoffs, if the Mount City Panthers win that or Stanbury wins it, they'll play Saturday night. John Nixon will be tipping off with that game at 8 o'clock, or check that, 8:15. That'll be coming up about 20 minutes from now, 8:15. John Nixon will be on Sunny 101.3 with that ball game live from St. Joe. That should start about the time we wrap this one up, so we encourage you to stay here with the Irish. All right, inside the paint, Simon flips it to the top of the key. Jordan for three, couldn't get it off the front of the rim. The rebound to Kostinick. Now we've got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. Foul is going to be on Sacred Heart's Joe Simon. On Simon, his second personal. That's the 13th foul of the half on the Irish. Down to 6:59 to go in the ballgame. It's a 56-28 lead right now for Sacred Heart. 28-point advantage. They've doubled up the score on the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. Kuchera handles the ball. A three from the top of the circle is good. Oh, nice-looking three-point shot by Logan Menke. Menke has five now. That makes it 56-31. The lead is out back to 25. Oh, they tried to feed one off to Simon under the basket. Evan Keithley put the pass over. It went off of Joe Simon's fingertips out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Lawrence Nelson. Right now, there's still 6.5 minutes to go, but right now I'd say things are looking pretty good for the Irish to be in Lincoln next week. Up by 25 with 6.5 minutes to play. They've pretty much dominated this thing from the outset. They were down 2-0 and then scored 14 unanswered points. Here's an across-court pass to the right side to Menke. Jump shot blocked away nicely by Nautical, and the rebound is pulled down by Evan Keithley. Keithley will bring it down court in a hurry to Jordan for three from the left corner. No. Rebound Nautical. Follow shot. Put back up. It won't go. Mauser has the rebound for the Raiders. Raiders basketball. Lawrence Nelson. Down court, Kuchera. Kuchera uses the forearm to shove off. Irish fans wanted a foul there. Here's a three from the right side, up and good. Nailing the three from the right corner was Balen Bargan. They're starting to hit some threes here, folks. And now it's 56-34, but the lead is still 22 with five and a half minutes to go in the ballgame. Right wing with the ball is Evan Keithley. Around it comes to Jake Freshel. Top of the circle, Simon. Brogan Nautical for three. Got it. Brogan Nautical has got such a smooth stroke on that three. Timeout taken by Lawrence Nelson with 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the ballgame. The Irish are up 59-34, a 25-point lead. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're enjoying Sacred Heart Irish basketball on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
As we near the top of the hour, it's time to remind you that you are in tune with Fall City, Nebraska's KTNC AM 1230, FM 107.1, and online at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select KTNC, and you can listen to KTNC free worldwide on the Internet. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Can't think of a better way to celebrate my birthday than hanging out with a bunch of Sacred Heart friends here in Odell. I've worked many of March 1st birthdays on the air with the basketball season. Tonight, no exception. We're sure having a good time here. 59-34, Irish with a 25-point lead as we go back to live action. 5:12 on the clock running. Kuchera to the top of the circle, pass to Brockman. Into the corner, left side, ball pass stolen away. Keithley down court. They reach in, tip the ball away from Keithley. Kuchera gets the steal back, and now the Raiders will come down and set their offense. On the dribble is Tyson Kodanek. Kodanek guarded by Joe Simon. Simon right in his back pocket. He couldn't get anywhere to the hoop. Now Kuchera. Nautical comes out to chase Kuchera. He goes to the right side. Kuchera with a shot that's off the mark, out of bounds on the baseline. It'll be Sacred Heart basketball. Checking in now is Sam Dunn for the Irish. Dunn will check into the ball game. Joe Simon will take a breather. Simon's had a good night. He had double figures, 10 points, all of those in the first half, 8 of them in the first quarter. Joe Simon helped get the Irish off to a really solid start offensively tonight. Got the first 6 points for the Sacred Heart. All right, here's Jacob Jordan down court. No reason to hurry. Up by 25 points with 4.5 minutes to go. Sam Dunn handles the ball. Dunn takes a couple of dribbles into the corner. Now cross-court pass. It comes Jacob Jordan. Jordan in the paint, floating lay-in up. Oh, wouldn't fall. Jacob Jordan had a nice look under there, just couldn't finish it. Laid on the rim and wouldn't drop. Raiders get the rebound. Kuchera puts the pass down court on the left elbow. Menke, Kodanek. Now the ball stolen away by Jake Preschel. Preschel on a fast break, and he's going to slow things down, recognizes the situation. A cross-court pass, skip pass, Sam Dunn. Open three, left corner. Nope, wouldn't go. Ball is on the floor. Nautical comes up with it. Now it's going to be stolen away from Nautical, and the Raiders come up with the basketball. Handling the ball is Kodanek. 59-34. Irish by 25. Under 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. There's a steal. Sam Dunn on a stolen pass. Driving lay-in off the glass. Left-handed up and good. Sam Dunn's got 9 points. This is going to be quite a balanced scoring attack to report tonight in our postgame. Be sure you stay with us for that postgame show. We'll fill you in on how your favorite player did tonight, all the individual numbers. Here's a shot on the baseline, left side, up and good by Connor Janda. His second bucket, he's got 4. Makes it 61-36, a lead back to 25. Baseline right side, shot off the glass, won't go for Preschel. 3:05 to go in the ballgame. Fast break for the Raiders, and the ball is stolen. Now it's loose on the floor, stolen again, and finally coming up with the basketball is Jake Preschel. Preschel ended up, that ball was bouncing around like a pinball machine. Preschel with a driving layup, and it wouldn't drop. Jacob Preschel wishes he had that one back. He kind of went in and laid it up a little too hard on the left side of the backboard and couldn't get it down. Now double-teamed in forecourt here is Wyatt Brockman. He gets it to the left wing. A three is on the way that's off, doesn't go. And there's Mr. Dependable not to go with the rebound. Long down court pass. Keithley driving lay-in up and good for Evan Keithley. Keithley got behind the defense. Timeout taken with 2:28 to go in the ballgame. 63-36. Irish on top. We're going to keep it here live. I don't think they're serious about the timeout. I think they just took it to get the substitutes into the ballgame. That's what's happening. Riley Nelson is on the floor. He checks in. James Preschel into the ballgame. Derek Swan. Jack Stice. And let's see who else we've got in the contest here. Zach Keithley. Those are the five on the floor now for the Irish. 2:25 to go. Lawrence Nelson, Raiders basketball into forecourt. Wyatt Brockman across court left side. Clay Williams with the ball. Clay Williams almost lost it. Picks the ball up off the floor. Cross court pass to the right elbow. Menke puts up a three. Got it. Logan Menke, his second three-pointer. He's got 8 in the ballgame. Jack Stice down court with the basketball. Comes to Schwong with the ball. Derek Schwong into the corner. Left wing, James Preschel. James Preschel takes a couple of dribbles back up to Schwong. Irish just content to run clock. Schwong off to Jack Stice once again. Stice looks to the left side to Zach Keithley. Now Riley Nelson handles the ball. With it is James Preschel into the corner. Again is Zach Keithley. Derek Schwong, top of the circle. Riley Nelson on the left elbow. Bounce pass. Nelson puts it inside. Shot is up and good to James Preschel. Riley Nelson with the assist. James Preschel with the bucket. Minute 24 to go in the ballgame. We got subs checking into the ballgame here. I think they're just going to call a timeout for substitution purposes. One of the seniors now going to the bench and getting a standing ovation from the Raider fans. Always that bittersweet thing at district time because one set of players, the seniors, go home never to wear their high school uniform again, and that's what's taking place here now. Not a lot of seniors on that roster for the Raiders, just 2, I believe. Down to a minute 17 to go. Raiders basketball on the right wing. This is Clay Williams handling the ball. Clay Williams feeds it in. under the basket. Shot is up and good by Theo Kathman. Kathman, one of those seniors, a bench player, just got into the bucket, into the book with a bucket under the basket. 65-41, less than a minute to play. Jack Stice for three. It's off the rim. Nope. Ball out of bounds, and it's touched last into there by Sacred Heart's Zach Keatley. Keatley was down there battling with Wyatt Brockman for that rebound. More subs coming into the game here now for the Raiders. Off the bench and checking into the game comes Devin Zygmunt. Zygmunt into the contest. This is Wieland with the ball on the dribble. Wieland comes to the near side. Has it taken away. The ball is stolen. Riley Nelson, they put it down court. Jack Stice driving way in up and no good. Rebound in traffic. Top of the key. Here's Nelson for a two from the free throw line. Schwong tried for follow shot. He can't get it. We're down to 25 seconds, and the rebound comes down to the Raiders. 65-41. Again, be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show. It'll come up right after the end of the game here. We'll have a quick two-minute break and be back with all the numbers for you. Down to 10 seconds to play. Irish are headed to state this year. Sacred Heart will be in Lincoln next week. Into the corner, here's a long three that's off the rim and doesn't go. Jack Stice with the rebound. There's the buzzer in the ball game. Your final score, Sacred Heart 65 and Lawrence Nelson 41. We'll take a two-minute break and be back with a post-game scoring recap on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country farthing superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the scene back here at Dillardell High School, the Sacred Heart Irish boys have just received their district championship plaque. They've brought out the step ladders. The boys are up on both ends now taking down the nets. Let's take a look at the numbers, the final numbers for tonight's ball game. First of all, the important one, the Sacred Heart Irish with the win, 65-41 over the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. Individual scoring for Lawrence Nelson, Creighton Kuchera led the way in double figures, 17 points in the ball game. Logan Menke added 8, 4 points tonight for Keaton Mauser. With the 5 points was Connor Janda, 3 for Baylen Bargan, adding 2 was Devin Zygmunt, also 2 points for Theo Kathman for their total of 41. From the free throw line, Lawrence Nelson hit 3 out of 4 tonight from the charity stripe. Individual scoring for your Sacred Heart Irish. Listen to this balanced scoring. First of all, there were 2 players in double figures. Brogan Nautical finished with 20. Joe Simon had 10, but then listen to this. Simon with 10, Evan Keatley with 9, Jake Freshel with 9, Sam Dunn with 9. 9 seemed to be a popular number tonight. Jacob Jordan added 4, and 2 points each for James Freshel and Derek Swong for their total of 65. The Irish went 4 out of 5 from the charity stripe in the win. 65-41, your final score, Sacred Heart with the win tonight over the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. That means that Sacred Heart will advance to the state basketball tournament next week in Lincoln, and of course you can count on live coverage of the Irish games on KTNC and Sunny 101.3 and or both. We'll just decide how it all works out. Keep in mind, folks, with the boys and girls tournaments both going on simultaneously next week in Lincoln, we've got a lot of basketball to cover for you, covering Southeast Nebraska teams. The Sacred Heart Irish girls are there. The Irish boys are there. The Sterling Lady Jets are there. We'll be following them. The Auburn Bulldog boys, they're headed to the state basketball tournament. Dillard Dell's going to be there. They could possibly be an opponent for Sacred Heart, them or Sterling. Anyway, we're going to have a lot of teams to cover, a lot of basketball. Watch our Facebook page at Sunny 101.3 or mine, Randy Catula, my Facebook page. As soon as we have some decisions made on who we're covering, when we're covering, and on which station, well, we'll be putting that up on Facebook for you just as soon as that information is available. But one thing that's important to remember is that Sunny 101.3 and KTNC are your stations for high school basketball coverage throughout Southeast Nebraska, and that certainly will be the case next week when we are in Lincoln for the state tournament. Now, we're not done yet tonight. Over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is getting ready to go on the air live from St. Joseph, Missouri. He's down at the St. Joe Civic Arena following our neighbors to the east, the Mountain City Panthers, as they take on the Stanbury Bulldogs. That in playoff action in Missouri high school basketball. So we suggest as you flip off the dial here on KTNC, flip her over to Sunny 101.3 and enjoy some more high school basketball. I know John Nixon would love to have you join him for that broadcast for the Mound City Panthers. So that's about going to wrap it up till next week when we'll be talking to you from Lincoln from the state tournament. Tonight, we're calling, or rather for Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast. I'm Randy Catula, leaving you with the final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 65 and Lawrence Nelson 41. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.